just so much with fun to be in this clinic today because we have all these people coming that want to be vaccinated.
And Babette, how long have you been here?
At the fMRI?
Yeah.
Since 2011, and I'm a nurse practitioner.
But there's nothing but anything like this.
No. Not in my time here.
Can you talk about the sense of optimism, though, that you are witness to?
Well, our patients are just really happy to be here and to get the vaccine, and they're looking forward to having, you know, more freedom in their lives.
Excellent. And can I get your name again?
Colby.
And Colby, how long have you been here?
2 years in July.
And your title?
Medical assistant.
Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Okay. Can you appreciate the task at hand to engage more of your peers? I'm wondering what the engagement level of the 20-somethings are to urgency to get the vaccine.
Well, I feel like the younger population is not really wanting to get the vaccine as much as the older population, which is why I enjoy being in this position and being able to vaccinate the older population. I do wish that we had... I want to be here when we're able to populate the younger generation, but just the amount of gratefulness that I've experienced from the older population being able to get this vaccine and just to be able to get to know people and their stories. When we sit down and vaccinate, we're not just vaccinating people. These are actual, like, our patients. These are people that we welcome into this facility, and we make them feel welcome. And it's not just like, here's a shot, now go on your way. Like, I love to sit here and get to know everyone's background as I'm doing it. I'm not just a vaccinator.
Wow. So. And do you think it will be peer pressure that will be the turning point for the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings?
I do think it might be peer pressure here or there. I just think people need to have an open mind and stop going on social media, listening to the news. Honestly, as much as I love my social media, I just find it better to get the knowledge of science. And just kind of, I feel like people just need to do their part. Because everyone's wearing a mask, and so do your part to get the vaccine. So I think if those 20-something-year-olds, 30-something-year-olds want to live a normal life, I think getting the vaccine, just like we do our flu shots.
Colby, would you share the story you shared with me this
morning? Oh, please.
Yes. Yes. I had a patient come in. She was doing her COVID vaccine. Her and her husband both had COVID, as well as her son, who died from COVID. So she was sitting in our chair, teary-eyed, because she was able to get the vaccine and her son wasn't. So she was doing it for her son. And that's what I mean about these people that we are helping. It's just, it's an amazing thing that we're doing for this community, being able to help people. And it's just, I can't even... I'm thankful to be here, to be able to do this for our community. It's amazing.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much.